With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. More and more Democrats are losing faith in President Biden. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The latest Gallup poll shows the president's job approval rating among Democrats dropping 11 percentage points in just the last month. 75% of Democrats now approve of Joe Biden's performance. That's the worst reading of his presidency from his own party. He's also lost ground among independents. Overall, the president's approval rating is at his personal low in the Gallup research at 37%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This week, the Federal Reserve will decide what to do about interest rates. Should they be raised again to combat persistent inflation?
The central bank has already hiked rates 11 times since March of last year, raising the cost of borrowing for homes and cars. While at more than 20%, the average credit card rate has hit an historic high. This at a time when skyrocketing prices have forced many people to rely more heavily on credit cards to make ends meet. The general consensus among economists is that the Fed will refrain from raising rates at Wednesday's meeting while not closing the door on the possibility of future rate hikes in the not-too-distant future. Rich Thomason reporting.
China's foreign minister says the road to an expected meeting between President Xi Jinping and President Biden would not be, quote, smooth sailing. In a meeting between Wang Yi and Mr. Biden, together with top aides, both sides agreed to work toward a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of a summit in San Francisco next month. In a statement released by the Foreign Ministry of China, Wang said they could not rely on, quote, autopilot to simply make the meeting happen. More resources are arriving on Mexico's battered Pacific coast as the death toll from Hurricane Otis grows. It stands at 39 today. This is SRN News. The Walt Disney Company is embracing sports gambling with a betting app that will be promoted through Disney-owned ESPN. Evangelical leaders are dismayed.
It tells us a lot about ourselves. It tells us about Disney. It tells us about the gambling industry. It tells us about how moral change is repackaged in vocabulary. Gambling, in this case, legalized sports gambling or sports betting, is being reclassified as a form of entertainment.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says this is a big win for the gaming industry.
If you have Disney behind the reclassification of gambling as entertainment, you've actually won a very great deal in terms of traction in American culture.
The new gambling app is likely to make millions for Disney, but experts say it also may make millions of gambling addicts that are going to need help in the not-too-distant future. This is SRN News. A 71-year-old delivery business gets out the corporate hatchet.
Yellow is cutting 750 jobs nationwide, closing 90 delivery centers. Closures for the Bloomington, Minnesota-based company will begin December 8th, but the company will continue to serve 18 states with its iconic yellow trucks. Customers elsewhere will get deliveries via UPS. Yellow began in 1952 as Schwann's Home Delivery.
That's correspondent Rhonda Rockstra. Today is Sunday, October the 29th. It's the 302nd day of 2023. There are just 63 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1929, Black Tuesday descended on the New York Stock Exchange. Prices collapsed amid panic selling and thousands of investors were wiped out as America's Great Depression began. And on this date in 1998, Senator John Glenn, 77 years old, went back to space. This is SRN News.